My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond, Virginia. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You want to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville and Eric Bickle.
Yep.
Cakes headed to Kiowa Island in South Carolina tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope it's not completely underwater. Maybe I should check into that before I actually leave.
I've just seen the headline. It says, a lot of Carolinas underwater was a headline that I saw.
Okay.
It said Carolinas. I assume South Carolina's part of it.
Yep, I'm just going to hop in the car, drive south, pray for the best. Hope all's well. I mean, what more can I do?
I think you'd probably have some idea if it was totally underwater.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be fine.
It would make national news.
I think
you're fine. Don't worry.
I'm good. I feel like I'm good.
All right, you want to hit the skins?
All right, let's hit the skins. Our training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
I have to say, Valdez and I talked about this a little last night. What a disappointment the coverage ultimately was on YouTube. It was mostly just like their guys pre-gaming a little bit and then showing a few flashes of a few plays before they signed off. I mean, very disappointing.
Last year was... I think there was a lot of access last year.
Yeah, I feel like there was more. I will say, I like a little character. Maybe it looks better in person. But from what I could tell and from trying to put the pieces together with John Kime, I guess there were three fields. The media for part of it were up in a balcony area or something. But in between two of the fields, there's a big giant tree in the middle. Did you see that?
There's
a big tree in the middle. Now, maybe they just love trees or something, but... It gives you a little shade, maybe if you're looking for a little shade on a hot day where you work it out. But I found that a little bizarre. But I was very frustrated when I went to YouTube, and it was only the little pregame shtick, and then just almost like live look-ins you'd see on like NFL.com or something.
We got absolutely bamboozled, man. I don't want to trash the New York Jets media team, but, I mean, they just didn't translate well what they were doing.
Yeah.
And then they showed the first couple drills, and then they never said that when they were signing off. They just abruptly cut it loose.
No, it's very, very disappointing. Now, I will say also, again, you've already heard probably, if you're paying attention at all, that it wasn't a particularly awesome day for the team. I will say in their defense, apparently the whole thing was basically, in rainy conditions the whole time. I'm not going to say it was pouring, because I don't know that, but it seemed to be raining consistently, I guess, until the very end. When they walked off, then all of a sudden it started to stop raining. Shocker. So that always makes it a little more difficult. Certainly, I think it's a little bit of an excuse for the kickers, who, you know, that obviously makes it a little bit more difficult for them. But the basic overall premise that I heard and from doing research, trying to figure out, as glean as much as I could, was that the offensive line obviously struggled. But as we talked about earlier, three-fifths of the line was out, right? I think Cosme was out. Wiley was out. They didn't dress Brandon Coleman.
And that's why they've been signing all these guys.
And they're signing offensive linemen every day. They're signing a new guy.
Camp fodder.
Yeah.
Just bodies at this point.
So that gave that obviously made it, the job a little bit more difficult for Jaden when then it got into the 11-on-11s. I know Linnell was out there, and he's getting a lot of run with some of his tweets. He's the one, I think, that tweeted that he was 7-for-15. That guy, ML or whatever that...
ML football.
Yeah, supposedly it's some kid that runs a site.
Don't know.
And he's just...
He has hundreds of thousands of followers.
He was just quoting Linnell. But there were some guys that stood out at times. Everybody saw the viral clip of Diami making the big catch. I was glad to see... And I saw this, I think this was a tweet out there that I saw on Hogs Haven, that finally there was a mention of Luke McCaffrey, that the tight end, Ben Sinnott, and Luke McCaffrey have had a couple of nice catches, according to Linnell. So that's good, Cakes. Want to see Luke McCaffrey. Who was he a third-round pick?
Yep, pick number 100 in the draft.
When you're a third-round pick, you're expected to contribute at some point.
That's why people are waiting for Diami Brown to contribute, also right. a third-round pick.
But back to Jaden Daniels, we mentioned this before. So Sauce Gardner said he's going to be nice, but he also added that he was talking to him afterwards, and Jaden said something like, I would have been able to get that throw over anybody but you, so giving respect to Sauce, and they were joking around, and he said, you're going to be real good, man. As a corner, you want to go against a rookie quarterback, but he's one of those guys, like, he's developed. Obviously, he was drafted high, but he had some great throws out there.
And you should love some
I thought
Sauce.
That was really complimentary from Sauce Gardner.
I know, he's a big golfer.
Yeah, he's got the golf bug.
I know, he's got the golf bug.
Maybe more than Eric.
Maybe.
I was out there in the rain one day, right?
He's grinding.
But just remember, didn't the team kind of show up, the Ravens, when they had their joint practice, they kind of had the upper hand.
I feel like a lot of people felt pretty good after that one.
Yeah, they came out
listen, you can't get too worked up about anything.
No, you can't. But I'm just saying, like, everyone was kind of down after this one, but last year everyone was high after their performance against the Ravens.
So everybody obviously was picking on Manny Forbes. JP mentioned. He did have an interception in 7-on-7, so it wasn't all bad. I know John Keim also mentioned a couple other maybe pass breakups that he had in some of the situations. The corner situation is far from settled. Keim mentioned that even though he was listed as a backup, essentially, in the unofficial depth chart, when they first went out there at 11-on-11s, it was he and St. Juice were the first two corners out there.
Right.
So who knows? Beyond that, I was happy to see that it seemed universal that the pass rush was flashing. That's a question that I have going into this because, you know, we have all new guys, basically, other than the interior of the line. So the pass rush flashing, good sign. Didn't necessarily hear it was from Jamin, which is what I'm looking for. but still early in the transition for Jamin, Cakes.
You know what, because we do these rotating vacations, I don't know what you guys talked about when I was gone, and you don't really know what we talked about while you were gone, but Cakes, while he did like an imaginary bit while you were out, and I guess, did you use the back patting machine on Jamin Davis?
No, I used the back patting machine that they were going to do exactly what I thought they were going to do. They're going to try to make him into Micah Parsons.
And then now, Cakes did some. I can't remember exactly, but you then mocked EB because all the reports were that Jamin Davis was not looking very good.
Well, I know, I've heard that.
There's a lot of Jamin Davis hype.
They're 2 weeks in. One thing that Keim did mention is that they're not going to give up on him because, you know, there is so much talent on there. They're going to give him a full opportunity.
Well, hopefully they harness it and find something productive for him to do.
He might have done something yesterday. I just know that when I'm perusing tweets and stuff, and I'm looking at the guys that were there, I haven't really seen a mention of them.
You're going to find as much Jamin Davis highlights as I found Bilal Coulibaly box scores from yesterday against Germany. Right. I think it's about the same number.
Well, you can find his name in the box score. You're just not going to see anything.
Oh, the box,
I watched the game.
The box that I was looking at on ESPN.com didn't even have his name listed.
Oh, they didn't even list his name.
It didn't even have Coulibaly DNP. CD.
I watched him. Here's what he did, Cakes.
Yeah, just sat on the bench.
When the guys came, he stood up.
That's, you know what? You know what he was doing? Being a good teammate.
But at a minimum, he's a silver medalist.
That's true. But you know what? That's a win in his column.
He made the team.
Good for him.
I think we also mentioned earlier, Dotson apparently made a couple plays. McLaurin had a play or two. So everybody kind of did something. Zach Ertz had a nice play. So, you know, who knows? Incomplete. The one thing I'll say is even in the regular season, you never know what you're going to get week to week. Maybe by the end of the season, you kind of know you settled in. But even a bad team can flash and have a good week. So you just don't know. Valdez brings up a good point. When they played the Ravens last year in their controlled joint practice or whatever, a lot of people felt pretty good about how they fared there. That's kind of when Sam Howell cemented his lock on the starting job, and they ended up winning 4 games. So don't get too crazy. It'd be interesting to see how things play out with the Saturday preseason game, which, again, is at noon, people.
So early.
Cake's going to miss it.
I'm feeling like if some of those guys that were held out on the offensive line aren't in the game on Saturday, you're going to see a very brief appearance by Jaden Daniels.
Yes. One series.
A couple handoffs, maybe a throw or two, and then they're going to say, you know what? I'm going to save you for the Miami preseason game. Mm-hmm. Let's just get out of here without any sort of nonsense, without somebody coming off the edge when we've got just a random camp body protecting you. I don't think he's going to play more than two series.
We'll probably see more of it, but Linnell said that Mariota actually looked pretty good. At times, moving the second team. Jameson Crowder making some nice plays.
You know what? Also, that turf is garbage that they're going to go play at.
Mm-hmm. At MetLife.
MetLife. You know what? Don't even play, Jaden.
Why don't they fix that?
I don't know, but it's a disaster. It's one of the worst surfaces in the NFL.
Have you lost a guy there or something? Have you lost a Raven there?
No. It's notorious for being an awful playing surface.
Right. The other thing that people did, you have to notice, is while the DBs struggled, it wasn't even against Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers, of course, didn't play.
Correct. Do we have the audio, by the way? We have a kid in the stands basically was taunting Emmanuel Forbes when lining up against Garrett Wilson, and it didn't go well at the end for Manny Forbes. This is...
I told you! That's Emmanuel!
So, of course, then Tyrod Taylor throws a bomb to Garrett Wilson, 30 or 35
right on
yards.
That play, right after he says it.
The kid's a seer. Yeah. He's Nostradamus up in the stands.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's a young Tony
Romo. He's just a sawed-off little Jets fan. He's probably saying that before every snap.
Do you think 2 years from now, I'm going to give you 2 more years.
2 years, okay.
Besides Sam Cosmi, will there be any remaining players from the Ron Rivera draft choices?
I mean, how many are left? De'Ami Brown?
Dotson.
I think
Dotson will remain. Cosmi will still be here.
Maybe Bates. I think Bates is a quality, you know, just like...
blocking tight end.
Yeah, serviceable guy.
It's not going to be more than a handful.
Brian Robinson
under Ron's watch.
I mean, who knows?
Maybe 5 or 6 guys. There might be a few holdovers.
I don't know if Manny Forbes is going to be there. I doubt Jamin's going to be there. It's going to need a big turnaround from those guys.
I know that the entire 2020 class is already gone. Not a single guy remains from that class. Yeah.
There was a little skirmish earlier in the scrimmage. I think it involved Manny Forbes. I think that's what Rick wants to talk about. Rick, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, Junks. Love your show.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, Rick.
I had a friend that went to the practice up there, and he said, yeah, Forbes lost his cool, and he got into a little fisticuffs. I'm sure Quinn and the coaches aren't going to like that too much.
They probably don't hate it. You want to see a little fight?
It must have been minor.
I heard it was very minor.
I read something in the Washington Post that there really weren't any fights or skirmishes. Yeah.
Maybe
it was a little shoving match.
I think Mickey said it was pretty weak.
Plus, if Manny Forbes hits you, would you even feel it?
It's like a gnat. I think those horse flies down in OBX
hurt worse. Hit harder.
I did see Linnell's tweet, and that was the most concerning thing. It wasn't that Forbes got beat because you're a cornerback. You're going to get beat in the NFL. But I think he got beat and then kind of just put his head down and watched them sprint past them.
Right.
That's concerning.
That hurts.
That's a bad look.
I don't know enough about it. It's just, if this guy turns out to be a bust, man, wow, what a botch. Like, I just don't know how you can.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
With your first round corner pick, you can really, I mean, I understand quarterbacks are hard.
Yeah.
But corners are just, you're just drafted pure athlete. I would think that would be an easier position to draft.
I just don't see how anybody can take Ron Rivera seriously if he ever talks about NFL personnel ever again.
No, they can't. Yeah, but it's
how do you trust him?
It's not like Forbes was a reach though. He was, you know, projected to go anywhere between 15th to the second round.
Cakes, he read the papers.
I know.
At some point, some team was going to draft Forbes before the third round.
Right.
In the first or second round.
I totally agree. But how did everybody get it so wrong, apparently?
Look,
how did everybody?
You can't bail on the guy after one season.
I'm not.
No, but there are a lot of people that are already labeling him a bust.
I am nervous. Now, I did defend him all preseason before yesterday and say I thought he played better in the second half of the season when they, you know, they benched him and they came back in some limited moments and then played more as the season progressed. I thought he did play better. But you know, he is going against Garrett Wilson, who they say is different than everybody else.
Well, he's a stud.
Yeah.
If Aaron Rodgers is healthy, Garrett Wilson is going to be like a 10-touchdown, 1,200-yard receiver type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And those numbers might be light.
Right.
Like if he has a connection with him, like he had close to what he had with Devontae Adams back in Green Bay. I know that was more Aaron Rodgers in his prime, but that dude is a ridiculous wideout.
Well, apparently he's ridiculous even with Tyrod Taylor or whoever.
Yeah. He's a difference maker.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's something to look for. See if the corners can show up a little better on Saturday. See if that pass rush is still there and see if they can't get a few more guys on the offensive line healthy and at least for a series or two give Jaden some time to maybe hit a few plays. So, you know, sounds like, you know, it's hard to glean because, again, they only had 10 or 15 minutes on TV where we could watch. And even the media that was out there was having a difficult time, I think, kind of tracking everything with three fields and the rain. But it sounded like it wasn't a great day for Commanders fans, but it's very early. Let's not panic yet. Although, if I see another couple bad ones, give them, I might start panicking.
Just give them time to rebuild this thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be flipped into a Super Bowl contender in one off season.
Nope, but I do need him to win 7 or 8 games. I do need him to win 7 or 8 games. I can't go through another 4-win season. I can't do it.
You can't handle it.
I'm just telling you right now, I can't do it. I can't
go
through a 4-win season.
If they were to win 4 games, all this honeymoon stuff of Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, it would be so dumb. It would be.
I'm going to start trashing
He's another
Harris.
Ron Rivera.
Yeah. If we go through another 4-win season, I'm burning the house down.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I can't.
All right, got to take a break if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. Remember, later in the show, we've got John Feinstein at 8. Nikki Javala, Commanders beat reporter for the Washington Post, jumps on at 8:20. And the great Joe Theismann at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.